a time, this time of year, new life springs forth. And in our spiritual lives, Christ calls us to a time of spiritual renewal, a time for us to redevote, rededicate, and realign our lives to His perfect will. And this morning, we look at the Old Testament book of Ruth. We look at the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, and we find an amazing story of someone reorienting and redirecting their life in a new direction and a new purpose. Ruth was a Moabite. She had married an Israelite, yet her husband had died. And so Ruth ended up migrating with her mother-in-law, Naomi, back to Naomi's homeland, back to Bethlehem, back to Israel. And there we see that God providentially provided for her and cared for her. And she would eventually go on to marry Boaz. And the amazing thing was that through all of the turn of events, God's hand was upon it. Because we know that Ruth was the great-grandson of King David. She's in the direct lineage of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so through Ruth, God perpetuated this line of the Messiah. Now Naomi, her mother-in-law, was a stranger in a strange land. She had married, and her husband had carried her to a strange land, but yet now her husband had died, her two sons had died, and so she was all alone in this strange land and wanted to return back to her homeland, to her home people. And so she had encouraged Ruth to stay behind, to stay with her people, to stay with her land and the false gods of her people, but yet Ruth decided to cling to Naomi and go with Naomi back to Bethlehem, back to Israel, and there to remain with her all the days of her life. Let's look at Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Please stand as we look at God's Word together. We see in verses 14 and 15 that Ruth's sister Orpah had decided to stay behind and stay with her people, but yet Ruth decides a different path. In verse 16, Ruth says to Naomi, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." In verse 17, "Whereas thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried." Father, bless your word. Speak to us. Lord, let your word become clear to us. Let it become alive as you speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Be seated. God is always a God of newness. He gives us newness of life. He gives us newness of purpose, newness of direction and devotion and hope in our lives. And He ever calls us to a time of personal renewal in our lives, a renewed sense of dedication, a renewed sense of commitment to Christ as He continually calls us ever deeper in the things of God and ever deeper in our walk with the Lord. The Bible continually refers to the fact that it's never too late for a new beginning. Let no one say who's still living and breathing that it's too late for me. It's too late for me to come to God, or it's too late for God to work in my life. We serve a God of second chances, and we serve a God of new beginnings. Our text here, the words in our text are immortal. Here Ruth saying to Naomi, after Naomi was trying to convince Ruth to stay behind in her own homeland among her own people, and yet Ruth says to her, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. These now familiar words really constitute a formula for personal revival and personal renewal for us as believers and followers of Christ. What do these verses teach us about personal renewal? First of all, we can see that it teaches us that personal renewal brings forth a new determination. No doubt that Ruth had a newfound determination in her life. She was determined to follow Naomi. She was determined to be with Naomi. She was determined to make whatever changes in her life were necessary for her to be able to travel and be with Naomi and to be connected to her, to cling to her. Even though Naomi had repeatedly tried to convince Ruth to stay behind, to stay with her sister, to stay with her family, to maintain her own national identity and to be with her family and friends and everything that was familiar with her, here Ruth says, "Entreat me not to leave you." Excuse me. Well, what does that speak to us about in our own relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? As believers this morning, we must be ever determined to follow Christ. As the old song says, and as we sang this morning, where could I go but to the Lord? Where else is there to go? Who else could we serve? Who else could we follow as believers in Christ but our Lord and Savior? Ruth here was declaring her words that she, with a new determination, would cling to Naomi and she would follow her all of the days of her life moving forward. Now, Naomi, her mother-in-law, had tried to convince her to go back. She had shared with her that she knew the way would be hard, that Ruth's past and future would be against her. Yet, Ruth was determined to follow Naomi. She was determined to take this new path. And as we think about ourselves as followers of Christ this morning, we say to our Lord what Ruth said to Naomi. Lord, just as Jesus has said to us, I will never leave you nor forsake you, we are to remain in the palm of God's hand. We are to continually follow Him. And as we set out to follow the Lord, may we never look back. May we never turn back. We must continually move forward in our relationship with Christ. We need a renewed sense of determination. As United Methodists, as Christians in America, we need a renewed sense of determination that we will follow Christ, that we will seek to pursue God's will in our lives and in the lives of those around us, that we will carry forth the gospel and the purpose of the church in this 21st century. We need a renewed determination to follow Him, to cling to Christ, to hope in Jesus. It takes a great amount of determination to follow Jesus in this day and time that we're living in today. When hordes of people all around us determine in their hearts not to follow Christ, not to commit to Jesus, our commitment must be clear. Our commitment to Christ must be unwavering or unshakable. We need a determination like Joshua declared, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Regardless of what those do in our society, regardless of what decisions or choices friends or families or neighbors may make, as for me and my house, as for the people of God, we will serve the Lord. We are determined to follow Him. We need a renewed sense of determination. Regardless of what those around us do, we will follow Jesus. You know, the Bible says, "Wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many on that path, but narrow is the way and the gate that leads to life, and there are few that find it." This morning, we need a renewed sense of determination to follow that old path. That old path that leads to hope, that old path that leads to life, that old path that leads to redemption, that leads to that promised land. So we need a personal renewal. We need a renewed sense of determination in Christ today. Well, we can also see from this passage of Scripture that personal renewal brings forth a new direction. Naomi was choosing a new direction in her life. Perhaps there were those around her, her family and friends, those she grew up with, her neighbors that could not understand this new direction that she was committing to. But yet Ruth makes this decision and she says to Naomi, "Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you go, I will go." You know, that reminds me of our relationship with the Lord, that as we seek to follow Christ, wherever He leads, we'll go. Whatever God calls us to, whatever task at hand that God places upon our hearts, whatever we need to do to be obedient to our Lord, we are saying to Him, "Lord, wherever you go, wherever you lead, I will go." When we commit to follow Christ, the Lord orders our steps. And we're to be obedient to Him. Christ is our direction. Jesus says He is the way, the truth, and the life. Here Ruth was saying, you will be my life's direction. She was saying to Naomi, your path will be my path. Your direction is now my direction. I'm traveling the same path as you. This was a path that she'd never been on before. It was a new direction for her, and a new direction is always a telltale sign of genuine renewal in our lives. As we think about our relationship with the Lord, our walk with the Lord, as we begin to come to Christ and we make a commitment to follow Christ, that should set our lives on a new path, should set us in a new direction. And we begin to become interested in the things of God. We begin to become interested in those very things that our Lord was interested in. When we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, our outlook changes. Our perspective in life changes. Our life's direction changes. No more do we live for selfish desires. No more do we seek to please self. Now our life's focus is to live for Jesus. To live for the Lord. To seek to please our Savior. Our life becomes His life. Paul the Apostle echoed that very sentiment when he said, I have been crucified with Christ, but yet I live. But it's not I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. That is the verse that tells us, it encapsulates the believer's life, the new direction that we have in Jesus Christ. When we come to the Lord for personal renewal, He sets us on a different path than the rest of the world. He sets us on a different path than those around us. He sets us on the path that He would have us to go, that path that leads to hope and redemption in life. We need a renewed sense of direction in Christ today. But then we can also see from this passage of Scripture that personal renewal brings forth a new dependence. Ruth was thrusting her dependence upon Naomi. Ruth was saying to her, wherever you lodge, I will lodge. That I will now be dependent upon you. My life, my livelihood, my well-being all depends upon you, Naomi. I am following you. When we come to Christ, then we are placing our dependence upon our Lord and Savior. We're saying to Him, Lord, I am totally dependent upon You. Our Lord is our dwelling place. He's our provider. He's our sustainer. He is our rock, our fortress, our Redeemer. We abide in Him. We abide in Him, and apart from Him, we can do nothing. Here Ruth was declaring to Naomi that she would trust Naomi to meet her needs. That she would trust her to meet those basic needs in her life. Her new determination instilled in her a new dependence upon Naomi. And when personal renewal comes into our lives, it's accompanied by a new dependence of trusting in the Lord. To trusting God to do what we cannot do. Trusting God to make a way where it seems like there is no way. Trusting God to move mountains and work in our lives in ways that we cannot understand. Being dependent upon the Lord and trusting God to see us through. Our determination, our direction, our dependence must be on Almighty God. He provides for us and gives us everything that we need. He is our Lord and our Savior. Christ fulfills the provisions in our lives. He works in our lives to bring about His perfect will. When we depend upon the things of the world to meet our needs, we stand to be disappointed. When we depend upon things outside of God to meet our needs, we stand to be disappointed, but yet we learn in following God and being dependent upon Him that God never leaves us, He never forsakes us, that God never fails. We can be dependent upon Him. We need a renewed sense of dependence upon Jesus Christ and who He is and what He can do in our lives. We can also see from this passage this morning that personal renewal brings forth a new desire. Here, Ruth had a new desire in her life, a desire so strong that would cause her to leave her country, caused her to leave her land and her family and everything that was familiar in her life, caused her to forsake it all and follow Naomi to a strange land as Naomi went back to her home people. You see, Ruth says to Naomi, "Your people shall be my people." Here Ruth was placing her identity. She was forsaking her identity, her national identity, her identity with the false gods of her people. She was forsaking all of that, and she was placing in her trust, her dependence upon Naomi. You see, the Lord said that He would give us the desires of our hearts. So do we desire the things of God? If we desire the things of God, the Bible says those who hunger and thirst for His righteousness shall be filled. So do we hunger and thirst for the things of God as a deer panteth for the water? Do we desire the things of God? Do we have a deep desire to follow Christ and to be dependent upon Him? Ruth was saying to Naomi, in other words, there will be nothing between us. Nothing shall separate us. We will be inseparable. You see, it's impossible to follow God and not fellowship with His people. It's impossible to love the Lord and not love His people. To love the Lord is to love His church. To love the Lord is to love His children. When we become the people of God, we become brothers and sisters in Christ. We become the family of God. That's what makes this fellowship that we have here in this place more unique and more special than any other fellowship, secular fellowship that there is in this world. You see, when we come to Christ, our desires change. And the closer we draw to Him, the closer we walk with Him, the more profound the change in our lives. Why? Because He transforms us, and He transforms us from the inside out. He makes those changes in our lives, and as we walk with Him, we become more Christ-like. We take on the mind of Christ, the mannerisms of Christ, and His will, His desires, His character becomes ours. We are followers of Christ. We are to live a life that honors God, a Christ-like life. We need a renewed sense of desire, not the selfish desires like those of this world would go after, but the desires of God to become our desires for our lives. But then we can also see from this passage that personal renewal brings forth a new devotion. No one could argue this devotion that Ruth had now to Naomi. She was devoted. Ruth was devoting herself both to Naomi, to her people, and also to her God. You see what Ruth says there in verse 16? She says, "Your God shall be my God." So not only was Ruth forsaking everything and everyone that was familiar in her life, but she was forsaking the false gods of her people and of her culture. And as she was clinging to Naomi, she was also clinging to Naomi's people and to Naomi's God. Here, Ruth was saying, "I'm not only following you, I'm not only taking your people as my people, but I'm taking your God, the God of Abraham and Isaac, Jehovah God, I'm taking your God as my God." Now, if you ever wish to see an Old Testament conversion, here we see one as she is giving up all to follow Naomi and to follow Naomi's God. She was fully devoted. What are those things that we are devoted in, that we are devoting ourselves today? Are we devoted to the things of God? You see, we cannot have a devotion to God when our hearts are far from Him. We cannot be fully devoted to the things of God and yet at the same time have an evil heart with ungodly desires. Because our devotion changes, so do our desires change. When we devote ourselves to God, when He brings about His work in our lives, when He redeems us, when He saves us, when He forgives us, when He fills us with His Holy Spirit, our devotion and our desires change completely. If we are devoted to Christ, then we will desire the things of Christ. And if we desire the things of Christ, we will in turn be devoted, eternally devoted to Christ as well. As we experience spiritual renewal, personal renewal, our devotion to the Lord is renewed and strengthened day by day as we walk with Him. But then finally, we can see from this text in verse 17 that personal renewal brings forth a new dedication. This dedication that Ruth had to Naomi was not a fad. It was not something to be short-lived. It was a lifelong commitment. It was a commitment that would even transcend life. And she would continue to be, she pledges her commitment to follow Naomi even after death. Here she says in verse 17, she says, "I will, where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried." As we think about our relationship with the Lord, our dedication to follow Christ until the very end, Ruth was saying, "I will follow you to the very end. I will follow you to my dying days, and when I die, there will I rest eternally beside you." You see, Christ calls us to follow Him. And He calls us to follow Him not just for a short while, not just for a little bit, not just for a season, but throughout all of our lives. We're to follow Christ until the very end. The Bible says that nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Not nakedness or peril or famine or sword, but we are to follow Him all the days of our lives. Nothing will separate us from the love of Christ. Ruth here was saying, she was pledging that she was dedicating herself to Naomi to the very end. Ruth is saying that not even death will separate us. We will be together. I will cling to you, be devoted to you, dedicated to you until the very end. I will not turn back. Though the way gets hard, though things get complicated, though things may turn bad, I won't turn back. I'm committed to following you. And that speaks to us in our relationship in following Christ today. May we, as we set our hands to the plow, may we never turn back. But we are to continue to move forward. We're to continue to follow Christ and to live for Him throughout our lives. We are to have that same dedication and devotion in following Christ that Ruth was pledging to Naomi. The Word tells us nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ, that to live is Christ and to die is gain. Jesus is eternally committed to us, and we must make sure that we are eternally committed, dedicated, and devoted to following Him. Why? So that our heart echoes the words of the old hymn that says, "Wherever He leads, I'll go." Wherever He leads, I'll go. Wherever our Lord leads, then that's our desire, is to follow Him, to be faithful to Him until the very end. What a beautiful picture that we see here in Ruth and Naomi, which is really typifies the relationship, the devotion, and the dependence that we're to have on our Lord. We're to commit ourselves fully to our Lord and to our dying day. No looking back, no turning back, no quitting, but to continue to move forward in our lives so that when we pass from this life and step into eternity, that we can hear those blessed words, "Well done, a good and faithful servant. Welcome home." As we think about what Ruth said to Naomi, let us also think about our life and the pledge that we make to Jesus Christ when we come to Him. We say, as Ruth said to Naomi, we say, "Lord, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. Where you go, I'll go. Where you lead, I'll leave. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your precious word. And Lord, as we think about Ruth and Naomi and the great commitment that Ruth was making to her mother-in-law, Father, help us to realize the magnitude of the commitment that we are making to follow you, to serve you, and to be totally, completely dependent upon you. Father, today you're calling us to spiritual renewal, to renew our commitment to you. Lord, to revisit that commitment that we made to follow Christ. And Lord, for our desire to see that commitment and that dependence upon you be strengthened. Father, I pray your blessings upon each one of us as we seek to follow you. Lord, may we never look back. May we never turn back. May we never grow tired or weary. But may we continue to move forward in following Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.